In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. As a reminder, as last time we said, that this liturgy will be dedicated for a prayer for those who departed in Egypt, the people who were persecuted and killed for the sake of the name of the Lord Christ. So, something for all of us to meditate upon, and we ask for them that God would repose their souls and comfort their families. So this is just a reminder for all of us that whenever the liturgy starts, then we will remember those people in our prayers. The Lord Christ today speaks about characters in the Bible that maybe did not get our attention so much, but when the Lord testified about this lady, the Queen of the South, that she will rise up in the judgment with the men of this generation and condemn them. Maybe this scenery looks difficult for us to understand how this woman, who is alien to the people of God, she is a Gentile, she is not counted among those who were given the commandments or the prophecies, but because of her diligence in seeking after God's word and his wisdom, she came all the way from her country to Israel in order to be taught by King Solomon. She will rise and condemn the generation that the Lord Christ was at, for she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. She was an example of this great virtue of diligence. Diligence, that's al-iktihad. When we look at her, our heart get fainted thinking of this lady who endured all of this difficulty in order for herself to be able to learn from the wisdom of an alien king. Diligence is the key word for those who sought and found God. This is what is needed for all of us to be able to come to the knowledge of the true God. As we learn this from the book of Proverbs, that we can only find him when we seek with diligence. God says in the book of Proverbs, I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently will find me. We may all seek God. In a certain point, we are trying. But we miss him a lot of times because simply we are not trying with diligence. We come to the liturgy, yes, but how many of us go back and feel that we have found God, we came to see and touch him, and we go back home comforted with the consolation that he put in our heart. We stand and pray, how consistent we are in our prayers. We read the Bible, how oftenly we do so. We serve God, in which spirit? We fast, in which way, with which attitude? Everything that we do, we have to have this diligence in order for this virtue to bear fruits. Only when we seek him with diligence, we will be able to find him. We walk the way with God for many, many years. And after many years, we look around us, we ask, did we ever know him? Did we find him at a certain time? Can we speak about our own experience with God? Can we say that now we know what is right and what is wrong? If we don't find the answer for all of these questions, maybe we need to check this diligence. Diligence makes us preoccupied with the goal. It's not something that we will do it sometimes. It is something that overwhelms the mind of those who are thinking of God and of his ways. Speaking about, for example, teaching our children the way of God. We all do that as parents, but in which way, with which spirit, in which heart, with which passion? See here how God is portraying before us how we should be doing this, and this is diligence. He says about teaching our children the commandment of God, you shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. As if this is the only thing that we are doing, that we speak of God's commandment and His ordinances all the day. Whenever we walk, whenever we sit, whenever we lie, whenever we rise, we bring Him into whatever we are doing. This is diligence. This is a goal that's very clear and set in the heart of those people who are truly after God's heart. This preoccupation with one goal, even if I work 16 or 17 hours a day, my mind still is focused on the goal. Even if I get distracted for some time, I will still be able to get back because the goal is clear and I'm occupied with it. All the time I'm asking myself, am I in the presence of God or did I lead myself astray? Diligence stirs us to care for everything. Sometimes we are focused on one aspect in our lives, in our struggle. This is good, at least that we are trying. But when we acquire diligence, we will not leave a single spot in our life that's not pleasing to God. Look at the righteous king, Josiah, in the Old Testament. This man was a diligent person. How? Look at what he did. Thus Josiah removed all the abominations from all the country that belonged to the children of Israel, and make all who were present in Israel diligently serve the Lord their God. All his days they did not depart from following the Lord God of their fathers. He could have felt content with just removing the abominations from his country. He would be feeling like, I did something great. I cleaned the land from all the idols. But not. This is not the end of what I'm supposed to do. As a diligent person, he did not find this as an enough. He kept on teaching his people, made them all serve God diligently. All the days, he continued doing this to the end of his life. This is diligence. He cared about everything at all times, all the days of his life. To pray, to be really counted among those people who pray, this should be done every day till the end of our lives. To learn, this is something that we start, never come to an end. To serve, it is not often, it is not sometimes, it is to the end of our days. To struggle, to acquire purity and chastity and cleanness of the mind, this is not something that we feel like it's okay, this is fine, I will do it for a certain time, or I'm concerned only with this particular sin. The children of God are in a continuous war on all fronts in order to cleanse their hearts from all abominations, all spots. This is diligence. I'm not keeping something for tomorrow. I am not thinking that I'm now struggling against this particular sin, but later on I will be more focused on this particular one. Every time God gets my attention to a certain thing that's unpleasing to Him, then a war will start immediately, and I will struggle against this. I am not going to keep anything that's not pleasing to God in all of my territory. Diligence is what encourages us to finish the race. Many people start to run, but who will be able to reach the end of the race? Looking at St. Paul, when he speaks to the Philippians, saying, "Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead." As if he did nothing. All of his struggle is something that's from the past. I'm not going to think about it, or I'm not going to be tempted to feel like I'm done. I reached the goal already. I'm saved. No, one thing I'm going to do. I forget everything behind, and I look forward, and I press for the goal. This is diligence. Only diligence can make us to finish the race. At any time, we stop struggling, we are tempted to think that we are content with what already we attained, maybe again we need to check our diligence. Diligence is attained through mourning for our sins. The people who have this kind of sensitive heart inside them and they mourn all the times for their sins are those people who will be able to acquire diligence. We all sin and we do this every day. How many of us feel the sorrow of the sin, the pain of doing something against God and His commandment? Unfortunately, after some time, even sinning becomes something like a habit. Not only so, we don't feel even that we are sinning. And sinning becomes like as if we are drinking water or we are eating, an activity that sometimes even we do it unconsciously, we are not aware of it. When we mourn for our sins, then we will learn diligence. When we will see how much we offended God when we did what we did, by then we will learn diligence. This is what St. Paul conveyed to the Corinthians in his second epistle, when he said, "For observe this very thing, that you sorrowed in godly manner." You sorrowed in a godly manner. What diligence it produced in you. When we sorrow in godly manner, meaning we sorrow for our sins, then by then we will be able to acquire this diligence. Diligence also is the virtue necessary for those who are called to lead. I look to this great example, our beloved Bob. For how many years now he has been carrying the duties of his papacy in diligence. He has a schedule that didn't change for over than 40 years. In his age, God gave him long age. Now he's 86 years plus. He's still teaching and writing and exhorting and visiting people and traveling overseas to consecrate churches and altars. I feel ashamed every time I look to this great man and see how God blessed him and gave him, and he worked with God to acquire this great virtue of diligence. St. Paul says about this, "He who exhorts in exhortation, he who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness." If we are called to lead, it should be with diligence. We are not going to be bobs or patriarchs, but every one of us lead his own household. So we are all leaders one way or another. We are all responsible for some people, even if one person behind me, I'm still responsible for him or for her. Which kind of leadership that we want to show and demonstrate in our lives? Is it the leadership of diligence, or is it otherwise? Diligence, my beloved brethren, is what we all need in order for us to be able to taste and see how God is good, how we can press for the prize that set before our eyes. May God bestow upon our hearts grace by which we will be able to stand and walk with diligence and complete and finish our struggle. To Him is the glory forever and ever. Amen.